This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head.
It's radio.
Free
radio.
So why is the Ontario Health Coalition outside the St. Lawrence Market on a Saturday morning?
Well, we're here, it's our last day to get votes out. It's a voluntary referendum, province-wide, in terms of getting privatizations up, stopping privatizations of our hospitals and hospital service cuts. Basically, that's it.
Okay. Why is it important to stop cuts to hospital services and contracting out to private clinics?
It's necessary because the services are important to all of us, and being covered with OHIP, like how our hospitals has been run, and we need those services.
Is the Liberal government doing more contracting out over the last, 11 years that they've been in power?
Yes, they have been.
And what kinds of services have been contracted out?
What kind of services? Long-term care, home care, I'm not sure.
And what are the effects on patients of privatizing healthcare?
Patients are being charged service fees for services which are normally being covered by our OHIP.
And what kinds of fees are they being charged? Are we talking nominal fees? Are we talking into the thousands of dollars? Or
we're talking thousands of dollars, along with service fees.
And so why are you here outside the St. Lawrence Market? I mean, what are you doing here and what are you encouraging? You're right at the entrance here on Front Street. What are you doing? And
Well, I'm a volunteer for the Ontario Health Coalition. And because of the province-wide volunteer referendum we're having, I'm just out here trying to accumulate as much votes as possible. This is our last day to get votes in. We're trying to accumulate as much as 50,000 votes so that we can do a poll and show that Ontarians are for keeping our hospital services public.
Okay, and so what have you got here? Have you got postcards that people have to sign, or how does this voting work?
So there's a postcard. It's a mail-in ballot. Because it's the last day, we have our ballot set up. So I support our local public hospitals. I do not want the government to cut our services or contract them out to the private clinics. And we're trying to get people to vote for that.
Okay, and of course the other option is that they agree or support with the
cutting services.
The cutting services are contracting out. And what kind of a response have you had here at the St. Lawrence Market this morning?
It's been an okay response. It's a little bit chilly outside here, but we're holding the fade up and trying to get as much votes as possible.
And how long has this campaign been running so far?
It's been running now for like 3 months, I would say.
And what's the overall response been to the campaign? Are people supporting public services, or are they supporting cutting of services and contracting out?
So far, we've had a tremendous amount of people for supporting keeping our hospitals public.
Okay. And what do you do with these survey results? Are you planning to make a formal presentation to the Wynn government?
Yes, we are going to do that. On Monday is the results, and we're going to be adding up all our votes all over Ontario and taking them to the legislator.
And of course, your ultimate goal is to convince the Wynn government not to contract out.
Yes.
What kind of a response do you think you're going to get from them? Are they going to listen to you, or are they going to continue doing what they're doing?
Well, hopefully when they see the amount of support we have for keeping our hospitals public, they will respond the way we want them to respond.
And this has been a province-wide campaign?
Yes.
And you are not just out here at the St. Lawrence Market, but you're all over the province today, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Very good. And so, and you've got some other materials that you're handing out to people as well?
Yes. This is our newsletter.
And what kinds of things are included in it?
So our newsletter shows us a bit of statistics as the cut to the bone. Since 1990, Ontario has cut 18,500 hospital beds, deeper cuts than anywhere else in Canada. So it says, yeah, community hospitals have been the focus of Ontario's government cuts for years. In fact, Ontario has cut more hospital beds than any other province in Canada. We now found our hospitals at the lowest rate per person at any province in Canada.
So I guess the message then is to put more funding back in the hospital
into
budgets?
Our hospitals as opposed to taken away from that.
Okay. How are the Liberals going to do that, considering they made a pledge 11 years ago that they wouldn't increase taxes? So where do they find the money from?
The money to
increase the hospital budgets if they don't increase taxes. Where do they take it from?
Something must come in place. Hospitals should be our hospital care should be one of our first priorities. Like we need healthy citizens. We need healthy Canadians.
Have you yourself been affected personally by the cuts to the healthcare system?
I haven't been affected personally because I'm pretty much healthy as I stand right now, but it's affected people close to me.
Tell me about that.
So I've had one auntie that has been charged for some service fees. What did she do? She went to some hospital and they were charging her some extra fees, like $1,000 something, for something that was normally covered by the OPIC.
And of course, that's got to be hurting people that just don't have the kind of money to do that, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, precisely. Yes, yes.
Any other stories?
Not any personally from me, but there's been loads of stories, like people call into the office to the Ontario Health Coalition all over to give their story as to what's happening with them.
Can you tell me about those?
Not exactly.
Okay, but you have received a lot of feedback from people and how the cuts have affected them.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
So why did you decide to get involved with this campaign to save our public services in the hospitals?
I was at a meeting and Natalie was there, and I think that I've been concerned about our health care for all my life, because I was born before 1956, before we had OPIP, and my father and my grandfather almost lost his farm. There was no OPIP. He had to pay out of our pockets, so it's natural that I'm concerned.
A lot of people.
And I worked in the healthcare.
You worked in the healthcare system. What kind of work?
A nurse.
You were a nurse.
Uh-huh.
And so did you see the effects before you retired of cutbacks in the healthcare system?
Not so much before I retired, but I do now.
And what kinds of things are you seeing that you don't like?
What am I seeing? Well, for instance, I went to Rouge Valley Hospital, and the nurse that was on duty there when admitted my husband because he had a heart problem, she admitted him into the emergency. She followed us through, and when we came out, there was nobody in the parking lot. She came out and let us out of the parking lot. So that shows you what the cutbacks are like at the hospitals. That's just a small example of what's happening in our hospital. That nurse was doing everything. She was the triage nurse, and she was in admitting, and she was also doing the work of a porter and the work of the man that was supposed to be in charge of the parking lot.
So nurses are just strained.
Everything.
A lot of people today were not around. Before we had social health care. You described what it was like for your grandfather. Can you tell me some other stories about what it was like for people back then? I assume that if you got sick, you didn't go
to the doctor. No, you didn't go to the doctor. You know, you were cared for at home, but you couldn't afford to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
I come from a small town, so I can see why the small towns are concerned because of the cutbacks. They're losing their hospitals, bigger hospitals in larger cities, and the small hospitals are becoming nursing homes, no clinics.
What kinds of other stories are you hearing from people who have been affected by these cuts so far?
Well, they seem to be concerned, but they really don't. They're accepting. They're accepting what's happening. They're not doing anything about it. They feel helpless. Nothing that they can do.
How are we going to increase the hospital budget if the government refuses to raise taxes? Where's the money going to come from?
I don't think it's going to come from private clinics. Because the government, when there is a private clinic that is OHIP, is going to... How can... This is what I asked our premier when I emailed her about my concern to us. How can a private clinic make money and a public system not save it? I don't understand that. I don't understand. So the only thing that can happen is... we'll have to pay more. There'll have to be a user fee.
Did you get a response from the premier?
I got a response, but that response seemed like it would be a response. She thanked me for my concerns and said she looked forward to hearing from me again. That was a response. So she
really didn't address your concerns
right.
at all, did she?
No.
Do you have any faith that the Wynne government will respond to the results of this referendum that the Ontario Health Coalition is carrying out?
No, I don't think they will.
Okay. What kind of response have you had from people as you've been handing out these postcards here today and
getting... They're not interested.
Really?
No. But maybe it's because we're standing right here. They don't understand. A lot of people are not aware. They're just complaining, but they don't really know the cause. So
I guess until you actually experience the healthcare system for yourself...
Yes.
You're not really aware of what the conditions are like today.
Right.
So what do you think the answer is? I mean, we could potentially be looking to a spring election. Would a change of government mean a change in hospital services?
I don't know. Do I think a change in government would... That takes time. To change our hospital, to change a large system like that would take time. Change in government, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
I really don't know.
I really don't know who I'd vote for.
Yeah. So you're not really sure what the answers are here, are you? Yeah. No, it's a difficult problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Quite multifaceted. Okay, well, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay.
For rabble.ca, this is John Bonner. Thank you for listening to John Bonner's audio blog, hosted by rabble.ca and the Rabble Podcast Network.